Welcome to the After the Show podcast, Bill and Rookie, on this September the 9th, 2021. Today I want to talk about pants.
What?
Pants.
Pants. Why pants?
Well, it's almost that time to start wearing them again. I've been wearing shorts ever since I don't know when. It's almost time to start wearing pants again, and I will certainly wear them before you will.
That's true.
Question to you is, what's your problem?
What do you mean?
What's your problem with pants?
Well, I don't have a problem with pants at all. I think everybody should wear pants.
Well, you must, because you don't like to wear them.
Well, I mean, I wear them until...
I wear them all the time.
When it's
too cold to be wearing shorts.
That's not true. I'm not one of those guys that you'll see in the middle of December or January or whatever. You go to the grocery store, and there's always one of those guys that's wearing gym shorts or something. You're like, okay, really, you're a big, tough guy, right?
Exactly.
Big, tough guy.
Right.
I'm not that guy. I wear shorts through October. You know, when it gets down to about 40 degrees, 45 degrees, then it's time to put pants on. But I'll wear them until the last minute. There's no doubt about that. And I'll be seen wearing shorts with, like, a long-sleeve shirt or maybe a heavier shirt or a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I'd do that, too.
But I'm not that guy that you're talking about that is Mr. Tough Guy in the middle of winter going out and wearing shorts. So I like to wear them until the very last minute, and I like to put them back on in... You know, March would be nice toward the end of March when it's starting to get sunny again and getting to be about 50 degrees. But
isn't it weird the first time you put them on after you've been wearing shorts?
Yeah, it is.
It feels kind of weird.
It's funny, though, what I really don't like is I don't like wearing jeans.
No?
That I really don't like. But I do, because those are kind of the long pants. Because the long pants I typically have, and I have some khakis, but the long pants I have are golf pants that are good for the fall or the spring. But you know that material, that's not much for the winter. They're not very good in the winter to wear as long pants.
Right.
You know, if you have to go out to a casual thing, maybe you can squeak by with them, but on a daily basis, they don't have the material. So that's where blue jeans come into play. But I hate wearing blue jeans. I hate wearing denim. I should probably go buy different colored khakis or whatever.
Absolutely, you should. If you don't like wearing blue jeans.
But
what you got against blue jeans?
I don't know. There's kind of heavy and scratchy, and they're not soft, and they don't feel good on the skin.
Oh, they feel good. You get them broken in, man, forget about it. Oh, yeah. Especially now they make stretchy ones, so, like, they don't, you know, like, you cross your legs or you can sit different ways, and they stretch with you. Much better than they used to be.
Well, last year, it's funny you say that, because last year I was wearing jeans coaching hot first game of the year, and I didn't have stretchy jeans on like you got the fancy stretchy jeans. And when you're coaching, you're standing on the bench.
Yeah.
And I went to put my foot up on the boards to yell something, and they just rip right through here. And the team enjoyed it. They laughed.
Oh, they laughed pretty loud.
Everyone home and told their mom. That was back when we were playing in De Pere, and parents weren't allowed in the rink at the time because of the pandemic.
Oh, sure.
So you had to watch it on one of those, you know, like hockey.com or whatever if you wanted to. And all the kids thought it was so funny. That's the first. How'd the game go? Coach Rookie ripped his pants. Anyway. But
that was the highlight of the game.
Yeah, we had a 5-1 lead and gave that up and played to a 5-5 tie. So that was funny. The highlight of the game. But I just, you know. I'd rather wear shoes. Look, I did you a solid this year. I never wore sandals, so you're welcome. You know, you should take me to lunch for something like that because you don't like my sandals. But I don't like...
Well, I don't like open-toed shoes on anyone.
I don't like socks, as you can see today. Look.
I don't know how you wear those kind of shoes without socks.
Not wearing socks?
I always wear socks. See, look, you can barely see them, but they're there.
I don't like socks, and I don't like... long pants, and I don't like underwear, but I won't show you that.
You know what I really have a problem. You know what I really have a problem with.
I think I'm gonna wear a lot of sweatpants this winter.
Oh, perfect. Flip flops, hate them.
I don't like. Same things as slides? Kind of like. I don't like flip flops either.
You got to put your toe through the thing.
I don't like those at all.
I hate them. And I don't like people who wear them.
They don't feel comfortable. I've got some, they call them.
I don't like people who wear them.
Well, good. You like me then, because I don't wear them.
I mean, it's like, really, okay, first of all.
What do you got against flip-flops? If they were more comfortable. I don't like things stuck between my toes.
First of all, I don't want to see anybody's feet. Well, that's the whole thing.
Eyes are up here. Don't look at the feet. Eyes are up here.
Wow. You can't help
look
it
people
sometimes.
In the eye.
You can, well, that's fine if I was talking to them. But I don't talk to people who wear flip-flops.
Maybe I'll start wearing flip-flops,
outside
of
the beach, though. The beach is the only place for them. That's all I'm saying. The beach is the only place for flip-flops. I think wearing flip-flops anywhere but the beach is, you know, look. We have taken this, and when I say we, I mean the United States. Everybody in this country has pretty much taken casual dress to a new level.
Oh. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I love it. Why should you wear a suit and a tie and dress up everywhere you go?
I'm not saying you should
you
wear
go.
A suit and a tie, but you should cover your feet up if you're going out in public.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's funny, but you talk about how it's gone casual. Not in a million years when I was going to school would I ever dream of wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt or something like that. No, I'd wear T-shirts with jeans. It was always jeans, some sort of pants. Never in a million years would I think about wearing sweatpants. And that's all the boys wear.
They weren't allowed in my school. You couldn't wear sweatpants.
All the boys wear to school, including Jackson. You go back to school shopping for Jackson and all... Okay, you got a pair of black sweatpants. You got a pair of gray sweatpants.
Come on, really?
He's got some regular pants, too. I ain't kidding you. We are in that. That's what every kid wears these days is sweatpants. And Jackson's right in that group.
Wow, that's wild.
It is crazy. I remember that kind of the first time when I was visiting my cousin in Minnesota and their kid Cameron, my nephew Cameron was. That's all he wore to school. He's now out of college and so forth, but. I'm like, really? That's all the kids wear? I mean, this is a trend that's been going on for probably 20 years now. But I'm like, really? That's all he wears? Yeah, you know, in a tracksuit, so to speak. Nope, Shakopee. We went to Shakopee. Shakopee on him.
Those were not allowed.
And that trend has continued, and I'm not kidding you. I bet Jackson wears sweatpants 3 out of 5 days to school.
That's wild. I don't know, man. Grew up a different way. My dad... was a teacher and, you know, an administrator later, but he wore a coat and tie to work every day for 27 years or whatever it was. And I guess that's just how I learned.
Yeah, well, and that's what, but I think casual is great. That casual is a way, feel good, work good. By the way, one quick thing before we wrap this up, I said that Jackson's got to wear probably sweatpants 3 days out of 5 to go to school. Wait till they learn they have to go to school tomorrow. They're going to have a fit. All last year was
supposed to have day off, right?
Well, all last year Fridays were teachers getting ready to do digital and all that, work on the lesson plan. And all you had to do on Fridays was really check in. Basically, all last year was a 4-day school week. Wait till they learn they have to. Don't forget to set your alarm for tomorrow. What do you mean it's Friday? Sorry, back to regular schedule. You got class tomorrow. They're gonna have a fit. Anyway.
And Jackson will go, what do you mean my sweatpants aren't clean?
Right. What do you mean I had a big PS4 Fortnite marathon planned?
Man. All right. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well. You can find out how it goes by tuning into the Bill and Rookie Experience tomorrow and every morning starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.